This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke.
The top U.S. infectious disease expert called on U.S. states with a resurgence of COVID-19 infections to pause their reopening plans to prevent the further spread of the ailment caused by the coronavirus. In an interview Friday with the Washington Post, Dr. Anthony Fauci said states might not necessarily have to go all the way back to a complete shutdown. Fauci said everybody should be trying to reopen America again, but that it should be done in accordance with set guidelines.
Starting off from a baseline that's low enough that when we get these blips of cases, we'll be able to more easily contain them rather than have these surges of cases which tend to get out of control.
Fauci's comments came one day after COVID-19 infections in the United States exceeded 4 million, with California, Florida, and Texas grappling with sharp increases in infections. President Donald Trump is moving on his own to allow imports of prescription medicines, along with other limited steps that might have some election year appeal. At a White House ceremony, Trump signed four executive orders. One is about importation. The others would direct drug maker rebates straight to patients, provide insulin and EpiPens at steep discounts to low-income people, and use lower international prices to pay for some Medicare drugs. Saying he is not willing to wait any longer, Trump said he was taking action on his own.
I'm unwilling to wait any longer. Therefore, today I'm signing four sweeping executive orders that will lead to massive reduction in drug costs.
The orders received swift pushback from the pharmaceutical industry, which said the move would slow their development of new drugs to fight COVID-19. This is VOA News. Workers at China's consulate in Houston vacated the facility Friday as ordered by the Trump administration. The United States ordered the Houston consulate closed on Tuesday and gave the Chinese government a 72-hour deadline. Video showed a line of vehicles leaving and arriving from the consulate and a truck from a locksmith company pulling up. Later, a group of men was seen prying open the doors of the facility. The U.S. alleges that Chinese agents had tried to steal data from facilities in Texas, including the Texas A&M Medical System and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. China rejected the allegations and responded by ordering the U.S. to close its consulate in the western Chinese city of Chengdu. The European Commission has unveiled plans to create a European center to prevent mistreatment and to introduce legislation requiring online platforms to report inappropriate material related to child sexual abuse. Ylva Johansson is the Commissioner on EU Security Union Strategy.
We are announcing today that next year the Commission will propose new legislation to make it mandatory for relevant internet and social media messaging companies to detect, to report, and to remove materials, and to refer them to appropriate authorities.
Overall, reports of online child sexual abuse in the EU have increased from 23,000 in 2010 to more than 725,000 in 2019, while the European Union's Law Enforcement Agency also noted a surge in the online distribution of explicit material during the crisis. Hundreds of Israelis held another protest against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu outside his residence in Jerusalem Friday. Israelis have held a series of demonstrations in recent weeks calling on Netanyahu to resign, citing his trial on corruption charges and his fractious unity government's poor handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Israel imposed a general lockdown when the virus cases first appeared in March and by May had largely succeeded in containing the outbreak. But then it moved quickly to lift virtually all restrictions, and in the following weeks, cases surged. Formula One announced on Friday that it has canceled all four races to be held in the Americas due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The organization said it would replace the races with returns to tracks in Europe. You can find more on our website, Reporting by Remote. I'm David Byrd.